This is The Court Report on MSONewsSports.com. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell. In this edition of The Report, we'll feature Northeastern Conference boys basketball champions. First, Beverly in the North. The Panthers are probably one of the most improved teams on the North Shore. Their head coach, Matt Karakoudis.
We played a lot of the young guys early on in the season, and we played them during some crunch time moments. For that exact reason, hoping down the road they'd be more comfortable, and when we saw teams in conference second time around, we could gauge ourselves against those other teams and see who improved more. And I do feel like we did improve a lot.
Beverly High coach Matt Karakoudis, they are hosting the Larry McIntyre IBO 130 tournament beginning Sunday. All the details down below on this post. Now, as for the South champions, Lynn English, they are the defending Division I state champions. They have been trying to play strong teams out of league, including this weekend's game, Sunday afternoon, 5:30 at Lynn English High School against Cambridge. This is Lynn English head coach Antonio Anderson.
They're doing pretty well. I think they're like 14-3 or something like that. They're usually always a good team. There's another great team to have on the schedule, another great team to help you get prepared for the state tournament as well.
Lynn English coach Antonio Anderson will point out that we did do a feature earlier this week on the Lynn English High Bulldogs. So, just ahead, Matt Karakoudis, Antonio Anderson here on the MSO New Sports Court Report.
Harrington Trophy has been rewarding the North Shore for over 30 years with quality custom awards, screen printing, embroidery, and more. We pride our family-owned business on our exceptional customer service and quality products for the right price. Custom t-shirts, sweatshirts, warm-up suits, hats, along with the area's top trophies, plaques, glass awards, we are the one-stop shop for end-of-the-year banquets or advertising your small business through apparel. Come see us at Harrington Trophy, Chestnut Street, Lynn, or harringtontrophy.com.
Beverly boys basketball coach Matt Karakoudis is with us, and Northeastern Conference. You won one of the divisions, coach, right? And just the one league loss, and that to Lynn English this past week. But Matt, congratulations and welcome to the program.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me. And that is correct. We won the NEC North, and Lynn English won the NEC South, and our lone losses to Lynn English in conference.
Yeah. Wow. It's been I've been telling people, Matt, that in watching your team the last couple of times I've seen them, I really think you're probably the most improved high school team during the course of this year that I've seen, for sure. And because you've had those young players develop to match what you already knew you had, but it just seems like you're a much stronger team right now than you were back in December.
Yeah, I appreciate the kind words, and that's what we were hoping for. And we played a lot of the young guys early on in the season, and we played them during some crunch time moments. For that exact reason, hoping down the road they'd be more comfortable, and when we saw teams in conference second time around, we could gauge ourselves against those other teams and see who improved more. And I do feel like we did improve a lot. You look at some of the earlier games, like Swampscott, Danvers, we were winning those games by 9 or 10 points. And then the second time around, we were winning those same games by 30 or 40 points. And I think those young guys really have come along, and we have improved, and hopefully when the tournament rolls around, we are playing our best basketball at the right time.
I will follow up with those players in just a moment with you, Matt, but you're in the Division II tournament, so tell me about that. Give me a note or two of what you're watching right now as, the pairings will come out at the end of next week.
Yeah, well, right now what we are really focused on is we control our own destiny. If we win out our last three games, we're guaranteed the number one seed in the tournament, and what looks like we will have a bye, because it looks like there will be 14 teams, maybe an outside shot at 15 teams, which would leave the one seed with a bye. And if there was 14 teams, it would be the one and two seeds with a bye. So we definitely want that first round bye and home court advantage in the second round. That would be huge. And there's still a lot to be determined. A lot of teams jumbled up in the 7 through 12 seeding area, so it's hard to see who you would play. But we've been out scouting. There are a lot of good teams in this tournament, and a lot of these teams, I think, are much better than what people think that haven't seen these teams play.
drop a couple of names or three or four names of teams in that top five, if you will, in D2.
Yeah, well, right now the way it's sitting is we're number one, Belmont, and Latin Academy in Boston are 2 and 3. And then we're looking at Burlington is 4, and then you have a Winchester that's at the 5 spot. But I'll tell you, there are some very, very good teams down the bottom who their record doesn't indicate how good they are because they play in such tough conferences. And those teams, to me, are Billerica and Malden Catholic. I think those are two very scary teams, and they could be anywhere from an 8 seed to an 11 seed in this tournament. And you do not want to see those teams early on. They're more than capable of winning the whole tournament.
All right, good. Good stuff. Hey, let me go back to the Beverly team. And, of course, anybody following North Shore basketball is very familiar with the Duncan Moreland and Jack Crowley, your two senior forwards, if you will. You've also got some great play out of another senior in Damian Boris at the point guard position this year. But we'll follow up on those guys. Well, let me just stop right there. Tell me about your three seniors, because it seems to me they've delivered all that you could have asked for them this year.
Yeah, they've done exactly what we expected them to do coming into the season, and then some. I mean, every single game, Jack is Jack, Duncan is Duncan. You know what you're going to get. I don't know if they're capable of really playing a poor game. They just rebound the ball so well, defend so well. So they do so many things well that it's not just the points. So even if Jack's having a game where he's not scoring a lot of points, he's playing extremely well for us. And then Damian and Justin, the other two senior guards, they're playing great defense. They're knocking down shots. They're facilitating the basketball the way we need them to. And they know their job is to defend and get the ball to Duncan and Jack on the offensive end. And they've done a great job doing that.
Well, I know I caught your game over at Classical, where Austin Ayer really emerged, as a force. Probably the tallest of the is he the tallest player on your team? If not, he's just about. But
he is. Yeah. He's about 6'4". He's probably the only. He is the only true center we have on the team. Because even though Jack plays center for us a lot, he's really more of a power forward, a stretch four. Austin is, in my opinion, probably the most improved player maybe in the entire conference, definitely in our team from the beginning to right now. And he's starting games for us, and he's just having big games. He played very well against Lynn English, and the last 6 games he's just getting better and better and more aggressive on both ends of the floor, which is exactly what he needs to do, because he's only a junior, and when Duncan and Jack are gone, we're going to lean on him big time next year. So I love the way he's playing right now headed into the tournament.
And certainly with Duncan and Jack in the lineup right now for this year, he's a real extra force down there. You're right. And he helps you, as you were noting, at both ends of the court, offensively and defensively. He's an impact player. So, but tell me about some of the other younger players that are contributing.
Yeah, definitely. Freshman guard Gabe Copeland. He's coming off just before we played Lynn English, he had a 26.8 rebound game at Marblehead. He's a great shooter, very strong guard. He's really working on his defense, and he's just a really good offensive player. Other than Austin, he's come on largely for us. He's playing some big minutes. He's been the sixth man for us now. He's the first guy off the bench a lot of times, and he's playing big minutes for a freshman. And he's not scared of the moment. He's not scared to take a big shot, which is huge for us. Our other freshman guard, Rook Landman, who was having a real nice season, unfortunately, he's out now for the rest of the season. He actually broke his back. He has a stress fracture in one of his vertebrae. So he's going to be out for the next few months and have to do some recuperating in the off season, which is a big blow to us because he was playing big minutes as a guard for us off the bench.
Yes, yeah, you had the two freshmen coming off the bench and contributing, as we were kind of mentioning earlier. Well, let me ask you this, Matt, extending beyond the Northeastern Conference. Do you see other teams in the conference doing well in the tournament? It seems to me that obviously you and Lynn English are the picks to do well come postseason, but I guess you never really know how, that you know, once the tournament starts, you know, you get on the road, there's always a chance for an upset.
There's always a chance. I'll be honest with you. There's definitely teams that could make some noise, like a Gloucester, a Salem. They're tough teams. I really think it comes down to matchups and who draws who in the tournament. So often you can throw out the seed numbers. It's who's playing who has the home court advantage, and how do they match up against each other. You know, like Salem is a really good small team that can shoot the heck out of the ball, but if they happen to draw a team, you know, who's just got a bunch of size, they could be in trouble, you know, or vice versa. If they draw a team who's got a lot of size, but they don't have the guards to match up with Salem, Salem could pull away from them. It's just, a lot of it is matchups. Like we saw just last night, I think Gloucester, who a lot of people started to count as down and out, they run off some nice wins. They just beat Salem the other day, and now we have them. They're in our tournament coming up this weekend, and with the NEC South reigning MVP and the kid Marcus Montanino, they're somebody that can make some noise in the tournament because they have that stud player who can go out and get 25 or 30 points.
Yeah, I think that Coach Silveri up there would love to draft one more guard or small forward to help him out with Marcus and company there. But you're right. They're a team that I saw earlier this year and kind of liked. And they were getting better for a while. They had a few setbacks. But as you mentioned, that was a nice win for them last night against Salem for sure. You're right.
It really was. And a lot of times it's not the most talented or the best team that wins these tournaments at the end of the year. It's the team that happens to be playing the best basketball at the right time, and then you get lucky with your seeding or, you know, where you get the draw and who you're playing. And if it lines up right for you, you know, it can work out.
Yeah, and I got to think that if you're going to be playing good, if you're moving your game forward and getting better as the season goes on, this here we go. We're in the playoffs, and this is what it's all about. Hey, I want to ask you, Matt, just a follow-up or the last question or two maybe on the tournament going on. You've got the Larry McIntyre Ibo 130, Board 130 tournament at Beverly High School, both boys and girls. Just on the boys' side, it is Masconomet. You're taking on Masconomet in the 6 o'clock game Sunday night, while the boys match up prior to that at 2:30 in the afternoon on Sunday will feature Fenwick and Gloucester. That looks like an interesting matchup itself right there. So it looks like a good tournament, the girls starting at 1, but any thoughts on the boys' matchups from your point of view?
Yeah, I'll be interested, very interested in the Gloucester-Fenwick game. I think that's a coin flip game. I've seen both teams. We've played Gloucester twice. We haven't played Fenwick, but I've watched them play on film and in person. I really honestly couldn't tell you who's going to win that game. I wouldn't be surprised by any outcome other than just a blowout one way or the other. We could end up playing Gloucester for the third time, and then you could end up playing Gloucester in the tournament for the fourth time. So I don't know if I want to continue to see Gloucester over and over again because they're a tough team, and you can only stop Marcus so many times. So I don't have a great feel for who I would want to play if we get past Masco. But either way, we're going to have to play one of them, win or lose.
Yeah, no, I got you. And how about the girls' tournament, Matt? Can I throw a question at you on that? No, maybe not.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, what do you think about on the girls' tournament? You got Fenwick Peabody in one game, and then you've got Revere Beverly in the other one.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a couple great matchups. I know Fenwick is really playing well. Coach DeBagas, one of the best coaches in the area for the girls' side, and Coach Stanchel's done an amazing job with Beverly this year, and they've got some really nice players, and Haley Anderson, who just scored her 1,000th point, so I'd like to congratulate her on that, which is great. And it wouldn't shock me at all if Beverly could sneak in there and pull this one out at home. Big home court advantage, hopefully for Coach Stanchel.
Oh, by the way, we don't want to put the curse on Duncan Moreland, but he's inching closer to his 1,000th point as well in his career. What, 14 points shy, I guess. So that could very well happen in that tournament as well, for sure.
Yeah, I would put my money on Duncan getting it very soon. As you know, like you said, knock on wood, no injuries. If he's out there, he'll get it. And he's averaging like just over 21 points a game. So the odds are in his favor with 3 games left, plus the tournament.
Yeah, I even hate saying it or mentioning it just for that purpose. But I think it points out the kind of player that he has been in his career and the impact player that he certainly has been for Beverly basketball.
Oh, for sure. And I'll tell you another stat that's pretty incredible is Jack Crowley is approaching 700 career points and over 700 career rebounds. And the word that I've been getting from a lot of people around Beverly basketball is they think that is the career all-time record for rebounds in Beverly High School history. So that's something pretty special. You don't see that many rebounds coming from a high school player anymore.
You know, that is a fantastic point. You're right about that. You know, the two of them, you know, like you said, Duncan is the better, as far as scoring, you know, is scoring more points. But Jack has had these huge rebound games over his career the last couple of years, for sure. I mean, 20 rebound games, and he's been incredible. Yeah.
Oh, he really has. I mean, Jack could just roll off the couch and grab 15 rebounds. You know, it's like he does it in his sleep. And the other thing that Jack is doing an amazing job of is passing the ball. He's been facilitating the ball. He leads our team in assists, which would probably shock a lot of people. The way he gets the ball to Duncan in our high-low offense has just been amazing. He's very unselfish.
Yeah. Again, great points. I could keep you on for another 10 minutes, Matt, and we'd probably get some more incredible stats here from these guys. But
I could keep going. Believe me, I could keep talking all day about this game. So.
I understand. Well, Matt, great talking with you for the time that we have, and best of luck this weekend and, of course, into the tournament, but we'll be talking soon, I think, again.
All right. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it. Have a nice weekend.
You too. Matt Karakoudis, basketball coach, Beverly High School. Just ahead, Lynn English coach Antonio Anderson joins us on The Court Report.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
We are joined by Antonio Anderson, head basketball coach at Lynn English High School. Coach, welcome. Good to be talking with you.
How you doing, man?
Good. One more game regular season, Sunday against Cambridge. Here at Lynn English High School at 5:30. So tell me about that game and how are they doing this year?
They're doing pretty well. I think they're like 14-3 or something like that. They're usually always a good team.
Yeah.
Just another great, great team to have on the schedule, another great team to help you get prepared for the state tournament as well.
Yeah. Coach, I want to talk to you about defending state champions, but yet, you know, coming back and trying to defend that title, go after another title. How hard is that? I mean, and what's that like? Is it more difficult than you might think? Obviously, you're not there yet. You know what I'm saying? But you know what the process you're going through.
It's definitely a challenge. Trying to keep the guys level headed. Just always being ready to play night in and night out. I think that's the biggest challenge. But they held firm to that so far. But you said, like, as you know, man, like, winning championships aren't easy. Last year wasn't easy. We know this year won't be easy. And especially when you're playing teams in the state tournament who want to be that team that knocked the previous champion off. So, you just always got to be ready to play.
Yeah. You know, intensity is such a whole key to it. And yet some of your games during the year, not as challenging as you might really want to hope that they are. And that's the reality, and that's kind of that's the thing that you kind of have to fight against in scheduling these other teams.
Oh, definitely. I think that's the one reason why you schedule the Cambridges and the Connecticuts and the South Dakotas and those kind of games, the Mansfields, to try to get you prepared, because there's not many games that, you may be in a dogfight. So, you just want to have those games on your schedule and to keep your guys locked in.
Yeah. When you play those games, do you see a different team out on the court? You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't think so. I think one thing I give these guys, whoever we play, they take serious. We don't overlook anyone. We go into games with a certain game plan, and they do their best to execute those things. The one thing I will give them is that they're always focused and always prepared. And locked in, and regardless of who we play.
Tell me a little bit. Tell me more about this year's team in the sense that, again, you've got the whole package. You got size up front. You got strength. You've got the ball handling, and you've got shooting.
We just a group of guys who are relentless, man. From the bigs to the guards. You know, we got guys who've been trying to step up and be leaders. Last year's team, we were just figuring it all out. Like with Alonzo and Jarnell, who was new, and so everyone was trying to mesh. And then, like you said, this year, Adimide came and JB came, and trying to mesh them in early on in the year. And I think it with the leadership from last year, it made the transition for them a lot easier, and we were able to pick things up a lot faster.
The other thing too is, this is what, I look at Jack Rodriguez off of last year's team and the role that he had. And he had a big role inside, rebounding and that kind of piece during the state tournament run, and it's a little bit less of that this year.
We have bigger guys. Jack still has his moments where he rebounds crap out of the ball, and that's a huge plus for us. Same with Jarnell and Mason. I think they all have had a game where they're getting 4, 5, 6 rebounds in certain games. So when you have those guys contributing in that sense, it makes the bigs' job a lot easier.
Two last questions. Tell me more about your philosophy on defense and on offense. So, that kind of piece. What's obviously a key to any team's success?
Defensively, man, we get after you. I think that's the one thing we preach. If you can't stay in front of your guy, if you can't talk on defense, you're not going to be all over the place flying around, and you can't play. And they get that, and I think our defensive pressure has been the one thing that we get into a lot of opponents. We wear you out a little bit. After a while, you'll start turning it over. A lot of teams aren't as deep. So if one person handling or two people handling the ball primarily most of the game, we're going to get to you at some point. And that's why I tell the guys, we just want to wear people out. Offensively, we just run. We get out in transition, and we take open shots. We get to the rim. We get it to the big guys. And they score, and they also can pass and kick it out. So, we just try to play with whoever got it going at that time.
Coach, always good talking with you. Congrats on the success so far this year, and we'll look forward to the playoffs for sure.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Antonio Anderson, head basketball coach at Lynn English High School.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Enjoy the taste of summer all year round at Cherry Farm Creamery. Pick up an ice cream cake for that special occasion. Cherry Farm Creamery offers the best ice cream right off Route 128 on Conant Street in Danvers. Or visit them at cherryfarmcreamery.com.
Thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations to the two coaches and their teams for winning titles in the Northeastern Conference this year. That would be Beverly coach Matt Karakoudis winning in the North. They suffered just the one loss in league this year, that to Lynn English earlier this week, Wednesday night at Beverly, and to Antonio Anderson and his Lynn English High Bulldogs, winners of the Northeastern Conference South, undefeated in the Northeastern Conference this year and headed back to the D1 state tournament. Beverly is headed to the D2 state tournament. So that'll do it for us. Have a great weekend, everybody. And again, reminding you that Beverly will be hosting that tournament coming up beginning on Sunday this weekend, continuing on into Monday. Lynn English hosting Cambridge Ringe and Latin Sunday afternoon at 5:30. And then the state tournament pairings to be announced on Friday. I'm Bill Newell. Thanks again for joining us on the MSO New Sports Court Report.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.